All right, so today we're going to look into something you might not really think too much about:
Okay.
photo booths at corporate events. We've
Yeah.
got a whole bunch of articles here from event planning experts and photo booth companies, and it turns out there's way more to this than just like cheesy grins and feather boas.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting how photo booths are really kind of changing the game at these events.
Yeah.
Our sources are saying there's some pretty big benefits,
Okay.
boosting engagement, creating some unique marketing opportunities, even offering like valuable data insights. It's not just about taking a fun picture anymore.
Yeah. I have to admit, when I hear corporate event, the first thing I picture is those super stuffy presentations and
Yeah.
that awkward hour of networking.
Right.
But these articles are saying photo booths are actually bringing some life back to these gatherings.
Yeah, I think it's like they've tapped into something about how people interact. When you share a laugh or a unique experience with someone, you instantly break down those barriers.
Right.
Photo booths create that shared moment of fun.
Yeah.
And the sources suggest that can lead to more genuine connections and potentially even new business opportunities.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I actually remember this one company holiday party
Oh, yeah.
where they had a photo booth with all kinds of props related to our industry.
Oh.
People were lining up to get in on it,
Oh, wow.
and you could feel the energy in the room totally change.
Yeah.
It wasn't your typical corporate event at all.
That's a perfect example of how photo booths can be icebreakers and energizers.
Yeah.
The articles talk about how a well-planned photo booth experience can actually help shape the whole atmosphere of an event.
Wow.
And the technology's come a long way, too.
Really?
It's not just those old-school enclosed booths anymore.
Okay, so what else is out there? What kind
Oh.
of options are we talking about?
Well, you've got your open-air booths, which are great for big groups and offer more flexibility. Then there are green screens, GIF, and boomerang booths. Even 360-degree booths that capture the whole scene. And get this, there are even virtual booths now.
Virtual booths.
Yeah, for people who can't be there in person.
Wow, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's like they've thought of everything to make sure everyone can participate no matter where they are.
Right.
So it sounds like there's a photo booth out there for just about any event or theme you can imagine.
Absolutely. One article even mentioned how some companies are using photo booths with themes tailored to their specific industry or company culture.
Oh, cool.
It's a fun way to reinforce brand identity
Yeah.
and create a more memorable experience for attendees. And the virtual booths are a game changer, especially for companies with remote teams or those looking to reach more people without spending a ton of money.
Yeah, this is all sounding pretty amazing. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Sure.
These articles talk a lot about fun and engagement. But how does all this translate into actual benefits for the company hosting the event?
That's where it gets really fascinating.
Okay.
The articles go beyond the surface level and make a strong case for photo booths as strategic tools
Okay.
that can really make a corporate event more successful.
Okay, I'm all ears. How do photo booths actually move the needle for a company?
Well, one of the biggest benefits the articles highlight is the impact on brand exposure and marketing.
Okay.
It's like, think about it. In today's world, everyone's sharing their experiences on social media, right?
Right.
Photo booths kind of tap into that by creating content people want to share.
So you're saying people are basically turning themselves into like brand ambassadors just by posting those fun photos.
Exactly. And it's more than just putting a logo on a backdrop. Some companies are getting super creative using the photo booth to like tell their brand story or show off their values. One article mentioned this company that used a green screen
Okay.
to make it look like people were in different locations all over the world, which totally fit with their company's whole global connectivity thing.
That's a really cool example.
Yeah.
It's not just a photo, it's like an extension of their message.
Right.
What about data collection?
Oh, yeah.
Their articles mention something about photo booths giving valuable data insights. What kind of data are we talking about?
Right. That's another interesting thing.
Yeah.
Some of the newer photo booths can collect data like
Oh.
email addresses,
Okay.
with the attendees' permission, of course.
Right, of course.
This can be really valuable for building those marketing lists and like tailoring future campaigns.
So it's like you get this little bonus marketing intel while everyone's having a good time. I
Exactly.
can definitely see how companies would love that.
Yeah.
What about the actual, like tangible benefits though? How do photo booths actually affect the bottom line?
Well, one article actually mentioned a study
Okay.
that found that events with photo booths saw a big jump in leads and deals closed.
Wow.
They said it was because people were more relaxed, engaged, and open to talking after having fun at the photo booth.
It's like the photo booth is breaking down those walls and making it easier for people to connect professionally.
Exactly.
Makes a lot of sense.
And there's another thing we haven't really talked about yet.
What's that?
The memorability factor.
Okay.
When you get an actual photo strip from a photo booth, you know,
yeah.
It becomes like a physical reminder of the event.
Right.
You're more likely to keep it, share it, and remember the experience even after it's over.
It's like a little souvenir
yeah.
that keeps those good vibes going.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. Okay, so let's say I'm sold.
Okay.
I want a photo booth at my next corporate event.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things I should keep in mind?
Okay.
Where do I even start?
Planning and execution are key.
Okay.
One of the articles really stressed choosing the right type of photo booth for your event.
Got it.
Like if you have a huge conference with tons of people.
Yeah.
A traditional enclosed booth might cause long lines and slow things down.
Makes sense.
An open-air booth or even multiple booths might be better in that case.
Yeah, you wouldn't want the photo booth to become a hassle instead of something fun.
Right, exactly.
What about placement?
Uh-huh.
Are there any like strategic things to think about when deciding where to put the booth?
Absolutely. You want to make sure it's in a high-traffic area where people can easily see it and get to it.
Okay.
Near the entrance, a central gathering space, or even by the bar or food stations could be good spots.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't want it to block the flow or cause any safety issues.
So it's about finding that balance between visibility and accessibility without being in the way.
Right.
Are there any other potential problems I should watch out for?
One article warned about not overlooking the importance of a reliable photo booth provider.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want technical problems or an unprofessional attendant to mess things up.
Oh, I can imagine that would definitely kill the mood.
Yeah.
So doing your research and choosing a provider with a good reputation is super important.
Exactly. It's also important to think about how you're going to work the photo booth into the overall flow of your event.
Yeah.
Will it be its own separate thing?
Yeah.
Or will you tie it into the schedule somehow?
I like that idea of integrating it.
Yeah.
It could be a fun icebreaker at the beginning or a way to get people energized after a long presentation.
Exactly. You could even use it to celebrate award winners.
Oh, cool.
Or to take team pictures during a team building activity.
Okay, this is giving me some really good ideas.
Good.
But before we get too carried away with all the possibilities,
yeah.
Let's go back to something we talked about earlier, data privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really important thing to address.
Right.
Especially these days.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
While photo booths offer amazing chances for engagement and marketing, it's crucial to use them responsibly and ethically.
For sure.
Especially when it comes to collecting and using people's data.
Exactly.
So how do we handle that?
Right.
What are some things event planners can do to make sure they're respecting attendees' privacy?
Okay.
And handling their data the right way?
Well, the articles really emphasize transparency.
Okay.
It's like super important to be upfront with people about how you're going to use their photos.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Having a clear and easy to understand privacy policy is a must.
Right. But we've all seen those like super long privacy policies full of jargon.
Yeah.
How do you make sure people actually read and understand what they're agreeing to?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just have a policy buried on some website.
Right.
The article suggests making it accessible and, you know, interesting.
Okay.
Think clear, simple language, maybe even visuals like infographics.
Oh, that's cool.
To break down the main points.
I like that. Make it something people can actually get through.
Yeah, exactly.
But even with a super clear policy, how do you actually get that consent?
Right.
Especially when it comes to using those photos for marketing.
The key is to have a really obvious and easy opt-in process.
Oh.
This could be like a digital form with a checkbox
mm-hmm.
or even a physical sign-in sheet at the event.
Whatever
you choose the articles, stress, avoiding pre-checked boxes, or anything that could seem like you're assuming consent.
Yeah, no sneaky stuff.
Right. It has to be a deliberate choice.
Makes sense, but things get a little more complicated with social media.
Yeah.
How do you manage consent when everyone's posting everything online?
That's where you kind of need a multi-layered approach.
Okay.
First, clear communication is key.
Got it.
Let people know right from the start that their photos could end up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that through signs at the booth or announcements during the event.
So no surprises. Everyone knows their photo could be shared online.
Exactly.
Mm.
Then you want to give them clear instructions on how to opt out of social sharing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a specific hashtag they can use
uh-huh.
or a simple way to contact the organizers if they want their photo taken down.
So it's all about giving people that choice.
Yeah.
And control over their own image.
Exactly. And finally, event planners should think about the content itself. You know, avoid anything that could be embarrassing or put someone in a bad light.
Right.
Always err on the side of respect.
That's a great point. It's not just about following the rules.
Yeah.
It's about treating people how you'd want to be treated.
Right.
Building trust is important.
Exactly. Handling data responsibly isn't just a box to check.
Mm-hmm.
It can actually make a company look better.
Yeah, I see that.
When you show you care about privacy, it reflects well on your brand.
Wow, we've really gone deep on this topic.
We have.
From all the different kinds of photo booths and what they can do,
mm-hmm.
to the planning the potential problems.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the really important stuff around data privacy and ethical practices.
It's been quite the journey.
It has.
It's clear that photo booths aren't just a novelty anymore.
Yeah.
They're a real tool that can make the whole corporate event experience better.
Absolutely. So the next time you're planning an event, don't just think of the photo booth as a fun little extra.
Right.
It can be so much more. It's a chance to get people more engaged, strengthen your brand, and even gather some useful data.
For sure.
But remember, with that power comes responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Approach it thoughtfully, ethically, and with a focus on respecting your attendees.
Yeah.
And you'll be on your way to creating an event that people will really remember.
That's a great takeaway. Photo booths done right.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for everyone.
And that wraps up another deep dive.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us as we explored the world of photo booths at corporate events. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration. Until then, stay curious.